We continue now, Masechus Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, approximately halfway down the Amud, a little more than halfway down the Amud, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, the Chachamim taught in the Braisa, Ein Ofin Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro, that on Yom Tov it is not permissible to bake from one day to the next. You may only bake on Yom Tov for that day, but not for the next day of Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov Sheni. Be'emes Amru, in truth, they said, Rashi elsewhere explains that Be'emes Amru means that this is when it says Be'emes Amru, that means that this is a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. This is a tradition that we have, an oral tradition all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's something which is not a matter of dispute. Mimala isho kol hakadera basar, that literally a woman can go ahead and fill the entire pot with meat, even though she only needs one piece of meat, meaning she could be marbi b'shurim. She only requires one piece of meat. So she's only going to really be doing one act of bishul, but she's permitted to go ahead and fill the pot with as much meat as she wants, because it's not going to require any additional acts of bishul on her part. Similarly, says the Braisa, mamali nachtom chavishal mayim, a baker can go ahead and fill an entire barrel of water and boil it on Yom Tov. Afa pisha inut sarach ela lekison echad, even though he only needs one pitcher, he only needs a small quantity of water, but since again, the act of boiling the water is one act, he's permitted to go ahead and be marbe b'shurim. Aval says the braisa lefos eno ofe ela mashet tzarech lo. However, when it comes to baking, so it's permissible to bake what you need, and that's it. You're not permitted to go ahead and be marbe b'shurim. What is the reason for this? It says Rashi, kol kikar v'kikar tzricha afir ridia le'atzma, that each loaf of bread requires its own, its own preparation. You have to cook it, you have to go ahead and put it in the oven, take it out of the oven, so it requires more effort, and therefore you have to limit it to the specific loaf of bread that you need. Continues the Braisa, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon Elazar disagrees. He says, Mamala isha kola taner pas, mipnei shapas nefas yofeb is man shatanu mole. That a person can go ahead and fill the entire oven with bread, even though she only needs one loaf for that day. Why? Because the bread is going to bake better when the oven is full. So therefore, by being marbe b'shurim over here, it's not just that one is producing a larger quantity than it is needed, it is going to improve the quality of the bread, and therefore it is permissible. Says Rashi, bizman shetanim malei, shetanurim ketanim hayu, because the ovens were relatively small, umadbikin pas b'defanos, and they would take the bread, and they would stick it literally to the walls of the oven. And when the oven was full, this would minimize the empty, hollow space in the oven. This would mitigate the extent to which the heat would dissipate throughout the oven and escape the oven. And it would enable the bread to bake much bread better. And so therefore, if Shimon Elazar says, unlike the Tanakama, even when it comes to afi, when it comes to baking, it's permissible to go ahead and to fill the entire oven with bread. And the Gemara concludes this discussion, or rather comments on this, Braisa, Amarava, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Halacha follows this more lenient position of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who allows a person to go ahead and to bake more than is needed on that day, again, to fill the entire oven, because this is something that will improve the quality of the bread. Now the Gemara returns to the original discussion they were having regarding the law of Erev Tavshli Shilin. Ibayilu, the Gemara asks the following question. Mishalo hiniach Eruv Tavshilin. If a person did not prepare an Erev Tavshilin, hu nesar v'kimcho nesar? Udilma hu nesar v'in kimcho nesar. Do we say that hu nesar, which means literally he is prohibited from baking bread on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and v'kimcho aser nesar, and his flour as well is prohibited, meaning it's not just that he can't physically bake bread, but it would be prohibited for somebody else who did make an Erev to take his flour and prepare bread on his behalf. Odilma, perhaps no. Hu nesar, that this person who didn't prepare an Erev, he is prohibited from baking bread. Ve'en kimcho nesar. However, his flour is not prohibited, and therefore somebody else can come along, and take this flour and use it to prepare bread. So, says the Gemara, Levain Afkimino, what's the difference? After all, either way, this person can't bake. So, says the Gemara, Laknuya Kimcho Lacherim. The Afkimino would be, is it permissible to go ahead and take his Kemach and to literally be transfer the ownership of this flour to somebody else in order for that person to bake it for him. If you say that he is prohibited and the flour is prohibited, so he would have to go ahead and transfer the ownership of his flour to somebody else. This way it belongs to them and it's no longer going to be considered aser. And they could then go ahead and do whatever they want with it. They can go ahead and bake. And if they choose to give back to him, that's fine. However, if you say that no, he is prohibited from baking. However, his flour is not prohibited. So it's not necessary for him to go ahead and to transfer ownership of his flour to somebody else. He can just go ahead and give it to somebody and say, do me a favor, can you go ahead and bake beaten bread? So says the Gemara, what is the halacha in this particular case? Parenthetically, Tosfos has a different understanding of this Gemara I just mentioned because it's a little strange. Tosfos over here on the bottom wonders, you know, what's going on over here? If a person's kemach is aser, so then why should that make it? Why should he then go ahead and be permitted to go ahead and give it as a gift to somebody else, and that person is now going to go ahead and bake on his behalf? I mean, after all, if the kemach is aser, it's aser. And since when Tosfos we have this idea that you can't do something, but you can have somebody else do it on your behalf? That doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos learns it's a different possibility. In either event, says Tosfos, this person, according to Tosfos' understanding of Gemara, cannot go ahead and benefit from this flour. The question is it even within his ability to go ahead and be machna to somebody else? So if you say that the kemach itself is not aser, so then it should be permissible for him to go ahead and be machna it to somebody else. So that's the, in summary, the Tosfos here on the bottom of the oven. So continuing, the Gemara tries to bring a raya to answer this question. Toshma, says the Gemara, perhaps we can answer this question from the following brisa. It says that if a person did not prepare an Eruv Tavshilin, he cannot bake, he cannot cook, and he cannot be matmin. Matmin, says Rashi, means kederach shematmin in Tavshil Shabbos. The way a person would go ahead and insulate food on Shabbos in a way that would either preserve or perhaps even add to the heat when you go ahead and you wrap something in a certain way that will which will generate more heat, which will enhance the taste of the food. So this is something which is prohibited on Shabbos. And it says that if a person doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he can't bake, he can't cook, and it cannot be matmin either. Says the Braisa, lo lo v'lo l'acherim. He can't do it for himself, and he cannot do it for others. V'lo acherim ofen mevashin lo. Nor may others bake or cook for him. So kesad hu ose. So what are his options? How can he go ahead and come up with an acceptable way to be able to have food that he could eat on Shabbos? So says the Braisa, Makne Kimcho L'Acherim, he should go ahead and transfer ownership, give away his kemach to somebody else as a gift, V'ofen lo, mevashlen lo, and they'll go ahead and bake for him, and they will cook for him. So Shema Mina, says the Gemara, what do you see from here? You see that Hu Nesar, V'Kimcho Nesar, you see that he is prohibited, and his kemach is prohibited, and therefore he has to go ahead and first transfer ownership of the flour in order to have somebody else bake it on his behalf. Says the Gemara, Shmami Na. So this is the conclusion. We see from here that this works, and the Gemara uses this as an answer, again, to this question, and that's how we leave it. Continues the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, posing another question regarding a person who does not make an Erev Tavshilin. Ibailu, Avar Va'ofamahu. What happened if a person went ahead and he cooked anyway? He was not permitted to do so. He didn't make an Erev, and therefore there was no heter for him to cook or bake, but he went ahead and he violated the halacha, and he baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos anyway. So what is the status of that food? Can he go ahead and can he eat it? Says Rashi, Mahu Sheyocha B'Shabbos. Is it permissible for him to go ahead and to eat this on Shabbos? So Toshma, says the Gemara, let's come to the following brisa and use this to answer our question. Mishalo Iniach Erev Tavshilin. Once again, we saw this a moment ago. If a person did not prepare an Erev Tavshilin, Kate said, well, so what are his options? Makne Kimcho L'Acherim. He can go ahead and transfer the ownership of his flour to somebody else. V'Acherim Ofen Lo Mevashen Lo. And other people can go ahead and cook for him. And the Isa says, Nezeg Gemara. Now, if it was true that someone who would bake food for himself without having prepared an Erev, if it's true that would be good, that he can then eat it, so listening, so then it should say in the Braisa, over mutter. It should say that even though l'chachila, you can't go ahead and bake, but b'di'evit, if you did, so then it's mutter to partake. So the fact that it doesn't say this seems to imply that the food cannot be eaten after the fact b'di'evit. So Amar Rav Adi b'Masna, so says the Gemara in the top of the next Amud, Rav Adi b'Masna says, Tana takanta de hetera katani, takanta de sura lo katani. No, after all, it's possible that the Tana, this Braisa, is coming to teach something which is permissible, meaning this guy didn't prepare an Erev, so the Braisa is discussing what can he do. So it says you can go ahead and be makne his kenach to somebody else, who would then go ahead and bake on his behalf. So that's what's permissible. Takanta de yisur lo katani. However, the Braisa is not dealing with situations where a person went ahead and did something which was aser. So it could very well be an achinami. If a person went ahead and he was avar v'afa, even though he didn't prepare an Erev, he went ahead, he baked anyway, then it would be permissible. But the fact that it doesn't say this in the Braisa doesn't prove, it's not a raya that the food would be prohibited. It's just that the Braisa is not dealing with cases where a person did something which is prohibited.